Fortnite, and the future of social media. The avatar-based experience of sophisticated virtual worlds could soon be the basis for how we live, play, and work.
While most of the world was in lockdown last year, there was at least one place where life continued as normal. Old friends gathered to have fun and party. New friends met for the first time. Crowds danced at live concerts, and naturally everyone tried to kill each other from time to time because the place in question was the online video game Fortnite. The world of Fortnite provided a social lifeline for millions of young people during the COVID lockdown, but its evolution into something more than a game had started before that. Battle Royale conflicts aside, it had expanded into a social network where friends could meet up as avatars on islands of their own creation, chat and invent their own games, attend concerts by real-world music stars, watch movies, and much more. Fortnite is the future, because what it offers is better than current social networks on many levels. Firstly, you have the sense of an avatar-based presence with your friends. And even if the game itself is very competitive, users say Fortnite gives them a stronger sense of community than networks such as Instagram and Snapchat. Equally, they say it boosts their self-confidence, while those other platforms damage it. But the most significant evolution of all is this. As avatars in Fortnite, users say they feel more authentic and truer to themselves than they do on social networks. That seems counterintuitive, but it makes perfect sense. Everyone on social media manages their public image, but if you are represented by an avatar, then your public image is clearly a fabrication, which, in a sense, frees you to be yourself. As the world starts to recognize the toxic effects of social networks, the model offered by Fortnite and games such as Animal Crossing and Roblox suddenly looks much healthier. Certainly, there have been avatar-based social platforms before, Second Life and South Korea's Zepeto, for example, but they've been limited in their technological capacities. That is going to change, and Fortnite, with its mixture of games, cultural events, and possibilities for user creativity, is the closest thing we now have to what is called a metaverse. According to major tech companies, the metaverse is what will one day replace the internet. It will evolve gradually over the next 10 or 20 years as the different pieces fall into place. Mark Zuckerberg describes it as an internet that you're inside of rather than just looking at. So virtual and augmented reality are major elements of it, but it will be more than just the internet with virtual reality glasses. Tech companies want the metaverse to be a constantly present digital reality that merges seamlessly with physical reality in a way we've only seen in science fiction films. Today's Fortnite experience will evolve into one where people can meet as avatars in a fully immersive, three-dimensional space. A game world, as in Ready Player One, or a digital version of the real world, as in The Matrix. People could also meet as holograms in someone's actual living room. Office life and education will evolve in the same way. Imagine a class field trip as avatars, or an executive summoning a hologram version of his office desk while sitting in Starbucks. Ultimately, the boundary between real life and an online world is going to become indefinable, because engaging with the metaverse will be as unavoidable as using mobile phone apps is today. It will be a very different world, but some things won't change. Friends will still meet up and try to kill each other.